John chapter 8 is where I had you turn. John chapter 8. Let's look at verse 36 through 47. Verse 36 says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you." So he's doing battle with the Pharisees as he did many times in the Gospels. It's over and over again. They're always trying to come and trip him up and have him say something that he shouldn't say so they can try to kill him. And he just flat out tells them, "You seek to kill me." Can you imagine how these, this isn't just words in a book. This stuff actually happened. And Jesus is sitting there, he's preaching, and the whole time, sometimes you get people give you weird looks when you're preaching. They're like, But Jesus had this all the time. They followed him everywhere he went. And these scribes and Pharisees would come and try to trip him up. And, they were ready to kill him at any moment. You could just, but anyway, let me keep reading it. It says, "But you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." So his father is God, and they have their own father. "They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham." So these guys were seeking to kill him, a man that's told them the truth. They want to kill him because he's telling them the truth. "Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus saith unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." So these guys couldn't hear his word because they were wicked, they were sons of the devil, and they couldn't understand it because they were already blinded. God had already hardened their hearts. And it says, in verse 44, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." So they can't hear God's word because they're not of God. So that's the religious leaders. That's the ones at the time that Jesus came, that generation of people, when Jesus grew up, he was born in Bethlehem, and when he grew up at 30 years old, he started to preach, and he started to go and teach all these doctrines and heal people and raise people from the dead and, heal lepers and all those kinds of things. But this generation that he's dealing with here, they're wicked. And it wasn't just the leaders and the religious leaders that were wicked. It was the people also. Not all the people that he preached to believed on him. A lot of people just followed him around because they wanted to get what he could give them.